Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Something's happening to me. My friends say I'm acting peculiarly.
That's Chrissy McVay. I hear she's back on the tour with Fleetwood Mac. That's great news. Glad to see the group back together again. I saw them in concert, and they're great. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Have a great visit with Michael Saltzman. He's the Research Director for Employment Policies Institute. And that's minimum. Their website is minimumwage.com, right, Mike?
Yeah, that's right.
So, okay, a couple of other things that are going on right now that are on the minimum wage front, just different elements, different aspects, different tangents of this whole desire to make to basically, in my opinion, to try to pit worker against employer. It's in my opinion, a lot of this minimum wage thing that is being brought up by President Obama and some of his folks is anti-business. It's more anti-business rhetoric that Mike just contributes to the uncertainty that makes small business owners not want to take risks. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, I think if you look at the shifting landscape in terms of what a business owner has to deal with, you know, depending on their size on the healthcare front, you know, we just talked about this contractor law. You can talk about minimum wage. You know, there's even a push now in some places to try and have laws that guarantee minimum numbers of hours for employees. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think some of the ideas that we're seeing out there are, frankly, they're antithetical to being able to start and maintain a business.
That's
because
exactly
they
right.
take control out of your hands.
That's exactly right. And that's the kind of stuff. But see, that's the kind of stuff that, Mike, that really, and this is what's so bizarre about the notion that raising minimum wage is going to grow the economy. When people say that, it's clear. It makes it what they're saying to you basically when they say that, folks, is I have no idea how the economy works. That's what they're really saying to you when they say that. But there's some specific things going on, Michael, that I want you to report to us on. There's an NLRB thing going on, National Labor Relations Board thing going on. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's right. So, I mean, I think, you know, there's a couple of minimum wage laws now, and I think a lot of people are familiar with the $15 an hour push in Seattle. And one of the interesting tweaks about that law is they basically said, well, if you're a small franchisee that owns, let's say, you know, 2 McDonald's locations, we're going to count you the same as if you were a large corporation. We're going to say you guys are the same thing, even though obviously you're completely different.
Right.
So there was recently a ruling by the NLRB's general counsel that suggested that they will agree with that point of view. Now it's going to be challenging
wow.
in court, but it's kind of a shock, the idea that someone with 10 employees is the same as someone with a multinational corporation,
a small franchise operator in Seattle is the same as Microsoft.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. It's ridiculous on its face, just like you would think it would be ridiculous a couple years
you
ago to tell
think.
Boeing that they couldn't move their place to South Carolina.
You
but
would
of course,
think, right. But
right.
Now this is the politics of the NLRB, folks. These are the same people who tried to prevent Boeing from opening up their 787 plant in South Carolina only because, for one reason only, and that's that they picked or they built the plant in a state that is a right-to-work state, which means that union dues aren't automatically withdrawn from your pay, even if you're not a member of the union. That's the only reason they did that. Obama's in an LRB.
That's right. And if people want to see where the real war on small business is, it's right there. I mean, some of the rulings that have come out there are almost comical, right? There was one recently where they ruled that, you know, you can basically, you're allowed to cuss out your boss. You know, there was someone who had, cussed out his boss on the shift, and the NLRB
wow.
defended him. I mean,
wow.
these are, they're taking away the management ability. That's right.
Well, and you know, when that Boeing thing happened, a lot of people thought, well, you know, it's just Boeing, you know, they'll live through it. But here's what people don't realize. In the 21st century, more and more of the business that big businesses do are conducted by contracts with small businesses. So if Boeing isn't able to go to work, not only the vendors who feed and the restaurants who feed those workers, but suppliers and contractors who support the company on many levels. There were, I would estimate, in my opinion, a couple of thousand small business owners got shut down when the Boeing plant got shut down.
I think, I'll tell you, you want to see the ripple effect. I mean, I think that's exactly right. I mean, my home state of Michigan, you know, when the auto industry goes down, it's not just the auto industry that got hurt when that happened. It was all the people down the supply chain who directly depended
that's
on
exactly
that industry.
Right.
I think you're exactly right.
Just like when a league, a sports league goes on strike, players go on strike. Well, when are those, if the ball game doesn't happen, what about all those concessionaires? Small businesses,
right.
we wind up taking the hit most of the time. Hey, Michael, good job today. Keep up the good work and keep us reported. Keep reporting
to
us on how things are going. Michael Saltzman, ladies and gentlemen, minimumwage.com. Check out that website. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.